This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thursday, April 18th. It will be warm and rainy today. A mix of sun and clouds this morning will give way to showers in the afternoon, with a possibility of a severe thunderstorm bringing heavy rain, hail, and strong winds in some areas. The high today will be 87. The temperature will drop tonight to 57. Here are today's headlines. An 11-story Dallas-owned office tower that housed some city permitting department workers but closed last week due to building concerns had fire code violations during at least three city inspections in February and April. According to reports released by Dallas Fire Rescue to the Dallas Morning News, a February 8th review of the 7800 North Stemmons Freeway building found 39 violations. The infractions included no certificate of occupancy for the entire facility, though the city allowed tenants in a first-floor cafe and on the seventh floor. City records show a temporary certificate of occupancy was issued for the fifth floor in December, the month workers from Dallas's Development Services Department began moving in. Other violations included issues with the fire alarm system, fire extinguishers, fire sprinkler system, building exit signs, and faded fire lanes in the parking lot, according to the February 8th report. Problems with the fire alarm in the building not being properly supervised in lieu of having a fully working fire alarm system were violations found during inspections on April 3rd and 4th. The closure of the building that the city has spent at least $21 million on since 2022 to buy and renovate forced permitting employees to move back to their old office in Oak Cliff, where they had been based since the 1980s. According to a March 27th city email obtained by the news to all development services workers, employees were told the majority of the building was off limits. A spokesman for the State Fire Marshal's Office told the news last Friday that it had received a complaint about the building on January 25th. The complaint, written by a woman who identified herself as a spouse of a city employee who worked in the Stemmons building, alleged the facility had several issues that posed a risk to the safety of workers. She also noted the building lacked final certificates of occupancy. Next up, Texas teachers who are trained through intensive residency programs, similar to the pathway doctors take, will soon get extra recognition. State education officials signed off on creating an enhanced standard certificate for teacher candidates who complete a residency route, spending a year learning from an experienced educator inside the classroom. Texas still is struggling with teacher retention and recruitment, according to the latest state data. Roughly one in three new teachers hired across Texas in the 2024 academic year were uncertified, meaning the state has no way to know if they received rigorous training. A residency is typically a year-long training or co-teaching experience. Residents get paired with a successful mentor teacher and learn how to educate students alongside them, receiving frequent feedback on their skills. In other news, the lawsuit accusing Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott of sexual assault was dismissed Friday at the plaintiff's request. The lawsuit was filed in a Dallas County court last month by a woman who said Prescott sexually assaulted her in the parking lot of Dallas strip club XTC Cabaret in February 2017. The judge presiding over the case dismissed the non-suit without prejudice, meaning the woman voluntarily ended the case but could refile it later on. The lawsuit will be refiled in Collin County, an attorney for the woman told the Dallas Morning News in an emailed statement. She said it was so all the lawsuits can be heard together. Prescott, who lives in Prosper, has denied the claims. And police in Plano seized some 4,100 tampered gift cards this month in a far-reaching crime ring, removing the tampered gift cards for Apple, Amazon, Sephora, and Foot Locker from area stores. Saved customers nearly $650,000 in potential scams, police said in a news release. Two people have been arrested in the gift card draining scam, and police said more arrests are forthcoming. Card draining is when someone removes gift cards from a store display, opens them, and records the card numbers and PINs. The scammers then repair the packaging and return the cards to a store display. When a customer selects and loads money onto the tampered card, the scammer is able to access the card online and steal the balance. Plano's forgery unit worked with the U.S. Secret Service and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement to surveil stores across North Texas, including HEB, Walmart, Tom Thumb Albertsons, Walgreens, and CVS. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your day. I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.